Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. Come on, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on, it's a good day to praise the Lord. Come on now, the Bible says, in the beginning. Come on now. So let's start this day off giving God praise. Amen. Let's start this day off giving God praise. Can I say it again? Let's start this day off by giving God praise. The Bible says, God, listen, God inhabits the praise of his people. I'm going to say it again. God inhabits. Can I say that to you? God inhabits. He inhabits the praise. He inhabits the praise. I'm going to say it again. He inhabits the praise. That word inhabitus in the Hebrew means he's connected to, he's in covenant with, he's married to your praise. Now listen, when it says covenant, the Bible in the Hebrew says that a covenant can only be dissolved by death. So when God made a covenant with Abraham, he said, look, this covenant is going to be forever. Why? Because I can't die. Woo! And when I put my spirit within you, your spirit, your glory, woo, my God, your spirit is eternal. Our glory. And the vision will never die. All you have to do is, our glory, get in agreement with my covenant in your life. Come on, somebody. Someone type, I agree, it is so. Come on now. Come on now, type it right now. I agree, it is so. Come on now, even if you don't know everything what the Lord wants you to do for him and in behalf of him, just type, I agree, it is so. Come on now. Oh my God, come on now. There we go. Oh, Quinteros, hey, good morning, Chet and Martha. Listen, listen, when you type, when you say, I agree, when you say amen, see the Hebrew word is amen, okay? Which means I agree, okay? That means you are in agreement, spirit, soul, and your body's just going to obey what your spirit and soul are in agreement with. So come on, type it again. I agree, it is so. Come on now, high glory. Woo, Father, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against your sons shall prosper. Devil, no weapon formed against the sons of God shall prosper. I'm going to say it again. No weapon formed against the sons of God will prosper. Can I say it one more time? No weapon formed against the sons of God shall prosper. Father, right now I declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I agree that all the technology, every internet connection, Father, every 5G, 4G, high glory, mobile connection, Father, every iPad, iPhone, Apple Watch, Father, every Android, Father, every laptop and computer, desktop, high glory, whatever means of media, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, high glory, websites, Father, wherever they're seeing and hearing this word, I declare and decree, it shall land on good ground, and Father, they shall receive 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. Father, I declare and decree, and I destroy the hands of the enemy trying to connect to their life. Glory, devil, get your hands off because they're covered by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Ha, glory. His shot. The blood of Jesus. Come on now. Woo, my God. The blood of Jesus. Somebody, ha. Woo, my God. Ha, glory. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Come on. Somebody give him praise. Hey, glory. Yes, yeah. Woo, my God, my God. Hey, glory. High glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Woo. Oh my God. Oh my God. See, it's still there. Woo. High glory. His shot. Woo, my God, my, come on, somebody give him praise. He's doing something right now. How glory there is. Oh, my God, my God, my God. There is a powerful, strong release of anointing for breakthrough, for healing, for manifestation. How glory for financial, how glory increase in wealth. Woo, my God, for peace of mind. Come on now. Hey, Roko Shate Ike Sha. Come on. Somebody praying in the Holy Ghost. Woo, my God. Ike Shate Roto Rabakasha. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hey, Roko Ishate Ike Sha. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Come on. Come on. Somebody bless him. He's doing something right now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hey, Roko Shate Rabakasha. Woo, my God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. He is doing something right now. Woo, my God. Hisha. Oh, my God. Hisha. Oh, my God. He's doing something. Oh, my God, my God. Mm-mm-mm. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hey, he's doing something right now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Because the Bible says, man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God does man live. So when we get the understanding, okay, because the Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding. That when we get the word and when we get the understanding of that word, everything that represents the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is inside the seed of that word. So all the power that you need, all of the favor, all the influence, all the grace, all the mercy, woo, all the connections, woo, my God, is inside the seed of the word. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, woo, my God, my, oh, my God. Okay. Okay. First of all, when you understand, okay, okay. Let's just go ahead and let's just get started. Come on, grab your Bible, your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Not going to be here before you long. I'm just here to encourage you. Prophet Michael Bryan, the encourager. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. See, when you understand that, first of all, and let's just go here, just so that way you'll have the understanding that, first of all, God's kingdom, let me just make it plain. I'm going to put it right here so that way you can see it. God's kingdom. First of all, the kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, okay? But what is the kingdom of God, okay? It's God's way of doing things. But God's universal kingdom is built on seed time and harvest time, sowing a seed, reaping a harvest, okay? Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So God's way of doing things is to sow a seed and he reaps a harvest, because we already know in Isaiah that his word shall not return unto him void. Okay, Isaiah 55, okay, my word shall not return unto me void. Okay, so let's get this universal understanding. Let's get this understanding that, okay, first of all, we are in 5784 and 2024. 5784 is God's Hebrew calendar year. It's God's calendar that he established through Exodus 12, okay? Amen. That this would be the beginning of years for you. Okay. Now, he said that in 5784 that you it would be your season of favor and the greater. Okay. He said that through Psalms chapter 5, verse 12, that says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous." Okay. Excuse me. "You will bless the righteous with favor." "And you will compass," you will surround, submerge them with favor like a shield, okay? So, and this word righteous means high glory. Now remember, we established this, that the righteous are those who can feel, execute. My God, see, you guys don't mess with me. And we'll get back to the righteousness of God. Amen. But when you understand that it's you, you are the righteousness of God. You. Why? Because God said so. Not because you did anything. Okay. Abraham was not made righteous because of anything he did. He was made righteous because of his belief that whatever the Father said, he would do. Okay. So let's get that established. But Luke chapter 8. Okay, so we got to get this established so that way you have full clarity and understanding. Luke chapter 8, okay? And this is about the parable of the sower. And in verse 9 and 10, he says, what is this? His disciples said, and let me write this for, okay? Luke chapter 8, okay? He said in verse 9 and 10, and his disciples asked him a question. What does this parable mean? And he said, unto you it is given to know the what? Mysteries of the what? Kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. Unto you, his disciples, those that are in the kingdom, those that have said, Father, our glory, come into my life, save me. I repent, I turn my back on my old life, pour the blood of Jesus all over me, cleanse me from my past. Our glory, old things are now passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Now, in verse 10, he says, unto you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables that seeing they might not see, hearing they might not understand. Now, the parable is this, or this is what the parable means. The seed is the word of God. So, while the earth remaineth, the seed time, the sowing and receiving of the seed of the word, okay, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. So the word is being spoken every day. Listen, when God, just because, now listen, let me just say it like this, so that we can have a full understanding. Creation didn't stop, okay, even though God created everything in 6 days, and then on the seventh, he rested. Everything he spoke at creation is still coming to pass. Okay, oh my God. Woo, my God. See, that's going to mess with somebody right there. Now, so, you shall bless the righteous with favor like a shield. Haggai 2:9 says that the glory of this latter house, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So he's talking about you. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place, in you, I shall give what? Peace, shalom. So you have a seed. God says, I have activated the season of favor, his influence and presence on your life, to prosper and be successful, to cause people to give unto your bosom. And the greater, woo, the increase, the multiplication, the expansion. You're going, oh my God, by the time he's done, by the time we get to Tabernacles and Rosh Hashanah, our glory, by the time we get there, our glory, everything about you is going to look different. Why? Woo, because it's your season of favor and the greater. Come on, somebody give him praise and type, it is so, okay? Now, he said also in 2024, okay? Now, this is the world's calendar year, okay? The Roman calendar year, okay? He said in 2024 that this would be your season of obedience to new beginnings. So in other words, according to Isaiah 1:18, glory, the willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land. See, when you understand, now this was in Ezekiel chapter 36. Come on, go here. Ezekiel chapter 36. I just want to make sure that you still are keeping up what this time and season is, okay? You have an interconnection of favor and the greater connected to your obedience to new beginnings. Okay, you're going to need the favor and the greater because of what you're obeying from God, because he's in. Okay, he says in verse 23, and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you profane in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know I am the Lord, saith God. But I'm not doing this for your sake. I'm doing it for my name's sake. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and bring you into your own land. This is going to be your season. Woo, 2024. Glory, it's going to be your season when you obey God. That now, and now remember, we learned yesterday that the first thing that he gave you was dominion, ruling authority. But what do you, kings must have a domain to have dominion. Okay, the Bible says he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So you're a king and a priest. Okay, woo! We will teach about that tomorrow. That you are a king and a priest according to the lineage that you're connected to. If you be Abraham, okay. If you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Woo! If he's a king, when you were born and created, you were made a prince, learning how to become a king. And now he's saying that this is the time I'm going to give you your own land, your own domain, so you can run and rule in dominion. Oh my God. And let them have dominion. Let us create mankind and let them have dominion over all the earth. Oh my God. Your purpose, your path of purpose is dominion, ruling authority. And I will give you a new heart, and I will also give you a new spirit will I put within you and take away the hard heart. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my word, and you shall keep my judgments, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave your fathers. So this is going to be your season of increase, multiplication, takeover. The Bible says the wealth of the sinner is laid up for you, the just. Oh, come on now. Okay, so now, here is why God is doing all this, okay? Okay, now remember, everything that you went through is so God could bring you to your greater, to your favor, to your new beginnings. It was his plan, okay, to get you to your wealthy place, your place of wealth, spirit, soul, body, as well as financially, your place of wealth, your place of wealth. I'm going to say it again. He's getting you to your wealthy place. This will be the time and season, if you obey his voice, that the favor and the greater and everything representing the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven shall get behind you and in front of you and protect you on all sides so you can be brought to your wealthy place. Oh my God. See, I'm prophesying to you right now. I don't know. Come on now, someone type I receive it. It is so. Come on, let me know that you're with me. I don't know where everybody is. I know I got on a little bit later this morning, but listen. You went through fire and through water, but God brought you out into your wealthy place. That's Psalms chapter 66. Okay. And we might as well go there so that way you have clarity and understanding. Psalms 66. And when you get there, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Psalms 66. I want you to get this. Now listen, what you've been going through, stop blaming it on the devil. Ooh, that one hurt. Okay, let me say it again. Stop blaming it on the devil. Some of the fiery trials that you went through was God burning off the mess burning off the world, burning off the carnal, burning off sinful nature. Ha, glory. Whew, God is a consuming fire. This is why the first account with Moses, he was in a burning bush. He was in a fire. Oh, my God. Psalm 66, look at verse 10. For you, O God, have proved us, and you have tried us like silver is tried. Okay? Not the devil. You brought us into the net, not the devil. You laid affliction on our loins, not the devil. You caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into the wealthy place. So if God puts you in the fire, he's also going to bring you out. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. And this is your cooling period because you're headed to your wealthy place. Ezekiel, I will take you and bring you to your land that I promised your fathers. Woo! You've got generations that have been praying for this day. They didn't see this day, but it's going to be manifest in you. Oh, come on. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh, my God. You're going to receive the wealth. You're going to receive the favor. You're going to receive the houses, the lands, the woo. Oh, my God. The wealth and the increase. You're going to receive it. Oh, my gosh. You're going to receive it. Someone type, come on now. Type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. When you type it, you're writing the vision down and making it plain. Ooh, well, it's going to be because you stayed in the fire and didn't quit. It's going to be because you didn't faint not. Woo, be not weary in well-doing, because in due season and due time you shall reap if you faint not. Come on, somebody. This is going to be your season of reaping, reaping, reaping. Ha, glory. Reaping, aha, receiving, manifesting. Woo, manifestation. Woo, my God, breakthrough. Break out and break through. Ha, glory. God is going to speak on your behalf. And he's going to answer you by fire. Oh, come on, somebody. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Where is everybody? Oh, man. Somebody's going to get this prophetic word, this prophetic release. Hallelujah. Hey, bro, kosha, te daba. Oh, glory. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, listen. Now, how do you move the hand of God? I'm glad you asked. You move it by sowing seed. The Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Ha, glory. And in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Seed time is sowing seed or investing in the kingdom consistently. Harvest time is the manifestation of the fruit or the manifestation from your seed sowing. Okay? So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to put a name on it. The Bible says write the vision down and make it plain. Okay? We're going to put a name on it. We're going to call this Ha, glory. Seed of breakthrough. Okay. And you can sow either your 188.88, which represents your new beginning seed, or you can sow the 224 or the 2024. Amen. Or your 8888, amen. And you can either use the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. Okay, once again, this is going to be the seed of breakthrough. I'm typing it in for Instagram. Okay, the 188.88. The $224 or the $2,024 or even the 8888. Amen. And you're going to use the website. You can either use the website and sow into the land or the ground of the ministry. Or you can use my Cash App and receive the prophet's reward by using my Cash App Prophet M.D. Bryant, right there. It's on your screen. And you can sow the seed directly into the hand of the prophet. And the Bible says that when you put that into the hand of the prophet, that the prophet can declare and shall declare the blessing to rest and remain in your house. Okay? So it's your time and seed. This is your time and season of breakthrough. So sow the seed of breakthrough. High glory. High glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hey, Roko Shah, Father, I thank you. As they sow the seed, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, as they sow the seed, Father, you said, I wish above all things that they may prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospers. Father, I speak and declare the blessing of the Lord that makes them rich and you add no sorrow with it. The favor of God. You would submerge them with favor like a shield. You would cause them to increase the greater. The latter house shall be greater. What you're doing now in their life shall be greater. This breakthrough in their life is going to be greater. It's going to be passed down to generations. This is going to be a generational breakthrough. Ah, glory. Woo, there it is right there. The generational breakthrough right now. Woo, my God, my God. You're going to have a breakthrough that's going to affect your generations. Woo, my God. Yeah, you went through fire and through fire. And through water, but God has now brought you out into your place of wealth, your wealthy place, your place of fatness and abundance. Woo! In this season, you're gonna receive the exceeding and abundantly above all you can ask or imagine. Why? Because you've been going through and God must repay. Woo, my God. And if you sow the seed today, I just heard him say that you'll receive double. Isaiah 61, he said that you'll receive double for the shame. Everything you went through, I just heard the Lord say, sow the breakthrough seed. Sow your best breakthrough seed right now. High glory, the 188 or the 224, the 2024. Woo, my God, for those that sow the 2024. Woo, my God, I will give you, if you'll put your information in there, I will give you a personal phone call to speak prophetically over your life. Come on now, oh my God, you've been believing God for what? You've been saying, you've been asking the Lord, what am I supposed to do now? Sow the seed. You've got it, sow it, and the mouth of the prophet will speak into your life. Come on now, ha, glory. Hey, shout to the Father, I thank you. Woo, the blood of Jesus covers them and their seed. It covers their breakthrough. It covers their manifestation. In Jesus' mighty name, from the north, south, east, and west, men shall give back unto their bosom. Father, they'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Woo, you're going to bless everything that their hands touch in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for coming and joining. Listen, I count it a privilege. You know, I get people that ask me all the time, why do you do it every day? Because, first of all, people need the word every day. He said, give me this day my daily bread, okay? Listen, when you receive the word, when you receive your daily nourishment, now you can go forth and complete your path of purpose. Woo! Thank you for joining in. Please don't miss tomorrow. Be blessed.